Welcome to 30 Minutes Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, heard Monday through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. You can call in right now at 347-215-8049. Hebrews 11:1, and it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Join us as we touch and agree by faith, believing for your miraculous deliverance and healing. As we...
Come on and put your hands together. We the North Carolina Community Choir just came to tell you a little something. Listen, whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
Oh yeah.
Amen.
Whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
Oh Lord.
Amen.
Whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
It's in good hands.
Amen.
If it's more
love.
Time. Whatever you need,
good God,
whatever you need, I want to tell you whatever you need, it's in God's hands, good God Almighty, if it's my love. Promises of God are yes and amen. For he holds the world in the palm of his hand. It's by faith you ask, and by faith you shall receive. The whatever you need is in God's hand. Whatever you need,
yes, God.
Whatever you need, oh Lord.
I want to hear him say, when I sing my last song, I want to hear him say,
welcome home.
When I sing my last song, I want to hear him say,
welcome.
I want to hear him say,
welcome.
for the devil is always in my face. Got a shiny apple for me to touch, trying to get me to fall from grace. I know where I'm going
to the promised land.
I know where I'm going.
Everything when Jesus comes. So when I tell God, I said,
come on, come in to carry me.
He's coming,
he's coming to carry me.
Turn a good wind
to carry me home.
I said, it's coming,
he's coming to carry me.
Yes, sir.
Carry me home.
He's coming,
he's coming to carry me.
Do you believe?
Carry me home.
Come on and wave
he's
your hand
to carry me.
God is
carry me home.
God is coming,
he's coming to carry me.
Yes, he is.
Carry me home.
Said it's coming,
he's coming to carry me.
Let's go ahead and work it, boy.
Carry me home.
I said it's coming,
he's coming to carry me.
Said it's coming to carry me.
He's 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 coming to carry me.
So come
on, lift my hands up and I said, yes,
yes,
oh yes.
What may come my way, I've been lied on, talked about. I got a made up mind. I got a run on. I got to see what the end's gonna be. Did y'all hear what I said? I got to run on.
Run on.
I got to see what the end's gonna be.
See what the end's gonna be.
I'm gonna run on.
Run on.
I'm excited now. Let me tell you why. Devil been trying his best to tear this little group up you see right here. But I remember what mama told me when I was that very little boy. She said, son, if you go down on your knees, pray a sincere prayer, mean it from your heart. She said, God will hear, and he'll answer prayer. Can I get a witness in the room? And for somebody else in the room that may be going through and just don't know what to do, let me tell you what I found out. Let me tell you what I found out. Go down on your knees and call on Jesus. That's all you gotta do. That's all you gotta do. Let me tell you how I feel about it. 40 years old, I can sit here and let you know I know for myself tonight. Prayer changes.
I heard that.
Prayer changes.
I believe.
Prayer changes.
I know that.
Prayer changes. Prayer changes.
I heard that.
Can I get a witness that it will?
Anybody
ever had to go down on your knees? Prayer changes. Prayer. Do you know prayer
changes?
Can I get a witness to that?
Stories.
short doctors looked at my baby, said that an 8-inch shank had went through his intestines, punched a hole in his pancreas, said we got to do emergency surgery. I gotta thank you, Jesus, because you saved his dream
from
that song. Laid on his hospital bed after the surgery, doctor said we just gotta wait. Church, one day passed, no activity in my son's intestines. Church, 2 days passed, still no activity. But not one time did I doubt the Lord, because I know too much about the Lord, and you can't make me doubt it. I got to brag on Jesus now. I got to testify about what he done on that Thursday. Jesus showed up, showed out, stepped in my soul.
I've saw many sad faces, Hurricane Katrina was one that started me. People lost their lives, their loved ones, their homes, and left home. All I could say,
hallelujah.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
Because you spared.
You spared
my life. From the storm.
From the storm.
Lord, I realize. So you ought to come on and magnify the Lord with me.
Said,
I rise from the storm.
From the storm.
Oh, yeah. February 24, 2007. Right here in Dumas, Arkansas. Tornado came through the city, destroying, throwing, and knocking everything halfway down. Out of 33 homes in my neighborhood, only 9 left standing, livable and looking pretty good. But out of everything that was destroyed in my block, right now I want to praise you, because my good singer, she gonna miss me from my rooftop.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you.
Oh my God. didn't have any family. She didn't have any form of income. No social security, not on welfare. But the thing about that little old lady, she was a praying woman. And one day when this little lady didn't have any food, nothing to eat, had nobody to turn to, the little lady decided that she would go down to the store. And when she got down to the store, she talked to the store manager and said, "Mr. Manager, I'm just a little old lady. Don't have anything, don't have any food, don't have any family, nobody to turn to." She said, "But I'm hungry. And is there any kind of way you can help me?" The man tried to make fun of the little old lady. So he said to the lady, "I have an old balance scale. And I'm going to get the scale and bring it out. And what I want you to do, little lady, is just go to the store." He said, "But now listen, being that you don't have any money, no food stamps, do you have anything I can use?" She said, "I do have a little bitty piece of paper." She said, "I tell you what, when I bring the scale out, I want you to put your paper on one side of the scale and then go to the store and get whatever you need and put it on the other side of the scale. And if your little bitty piece of paper outweigh your food items, you can take them all home with you." So the little old lady gave the man a paper and began to go through the store. When she got back, she had a loaf of bread in her hand. She put her bread on the scale, and there the bread, and there was the paper. And that little old piece of paper outweighed the bread. Have mercy, Lord. So the little lady ran back again, got a few canned goods and brought them and put them on the scales. And would you know that the little bitty piece of paper outweighed the bread and the canned goods? So that little lady went back again and got a little meat. And she got some meat and she brought it and put it on that scale. And that little bitty piece of paper outweighed the bread, the canned goods, and the meat. So then they packed up the little lady's groceries. Oh, have mercy, Lord. And the lady walked out of the store, but she left the paper there on that scale. And when the store manager saw that little piece of paper, he said, "I got to see what it is about this little bitty piece of paper." He picked it up. It was light like paper. It looked just like paper. But he opened that little bitty folded paper. And there was some words. Yes, that the little lady had written down. And the words that she wrote down were words that said,
Everybody, I know you got something to thank God for. All at one time, heaven tell him, thank you. That's all you got for Jesus. Tell him, thank you. How many of y'all can remember before you accepted Jesus in your life? You was out there in the world doing all kind of things. Didn't even take time to pray. But how many of y'all glad somebody prayed for you? How many of y'all glad that sometimes I steal away? And it's good to steal away sometimes. And I said it was somebody prayed for me.
Somebody pray
for me.
For
y'all, can we have some church in here?
Somebody pray for me. Somebody pray.
How many of y'all glad about that in here?
For me.
Can we get away?
In that 12 o'clock, we don't have church like we used to.
We need to pray.
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 Go out
and pray.
We got to pray.
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 Go out on our knees and pray. We don't sing
like we used to.
Like we used to. To say,
like we used to,
a long time ago,
like we used to,
you remember,
like we used to,
amazing grace,
like we used to,
we don't sing it no more, we need to pray,
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 go on,
go on, I need and pray,
we got to pray,
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 go on,
go on, I need and pray.
We don't shout
like we used to,
like we used to shout,
like we used to.
We just don't preach
like we used to,
like they used to preach,
like we used to.
A long time ago,
like we used to.
People don't dance
like we used to,
like they used to dance,
like we used to.
They don't even
like we used to
clap their hands
like we used to,
like they used to clap,
like we used to.
A long time ago,
like we used to.
You remember?
Like we used to.
Churches don't have it
like we used to.
No more. What we need to do? We need to pray.
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 Go down
on our knees and pray.
We got to pray.
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 Go down on our knees and pray.
You go through. But how many of y'all know when we get over there where Jesus is, we gonna understand it better by and by. Can I get a witness? And I don't know about y'all, but help me accept the things that I can't change. Little old song. Oh, when I come. How many of y'all know we got to come to the end of this journey? Sometimes we get tired, but you can say, weary of life. The battle's been fought. Lord, have mercy. And the victory's been won. I'm carrying. It get hard sometimes. The step. Oh, oh, the cross. Of redemption. But one day, y'all know what? We'll understand. I don't have no church in here. Then he gonna say, well done. Somebody I said, oh,
oh,
when I come,
when I come,
I just need 20 people to raise your hand with me and say, I got to come to the end of my journey. Get tired sometimes. Anybody get tired? Weary.
Weary.
Of life.
Of life.
How many of y'all know? The battle's been fought. God already paid it for you. And the victory's been won. Can somebody raise that sanctified hand and say,
I refuse. I won't let nobody steal my joy. I refuse. I won't let nobody steal my joy. No, no. I refuse. I won't let nobody steal my joy. Well,
what he said.
Yeah. trying to find a way out. Let me encourage you, listen.
Turn it over to Jesus.
Body shake.
I don't know where I am, and I need direction. I made many mistakes, I need correction to change my life. I don't know where to turn, so I give it to you.
Because you are,
Jesus can,
Jesus can.
If you will, stand to your feet and give Mr. Roger McKinney a hand.
I'm so glad God gave me
another chance.
he died, but he got out of the grave. Then he made old death, behave. God gave me another chance.
trust in the Lord. Until I die.
count it as a blessing. Everything I could and my mama knew I was up to no good. And still, my mama sure enough loved me. Yes, she did. She could have left me all alone, but whenever I was in trouble, all I had to do was pick up the phone. I'm a good mama, y'all. And I just want to thank you, Lord. Show no fame for my mama.
Mike, if you don't mind, let me tell these folks. There's nothing in the whole wide world like a mother's love. A good mama will cry for you. She'll even lie for you. And if it comes down to it, she'll lay down and die for you.
Oh, yeah. A good mama, one who cares.
One who really cares.
I gotta go on my knees and thank you, Jesus, for my mama. I gotta thank you, Lord, right now.
Testimony. You see, I was 17 years old when I left home, and I moved far away from my mom and my daddy, thinking I was grown. One night I got so discouraged because I didn't have no money to buy any food, and there was nobody I could call on to give me any help. And I was sitting there too proud to call my mom and daddy for some help, but about 5:30 that morning, I got a phone call from my mama. Said, baby, I don't know what it is you're going through, but you've been on my mind all night long. I can't sleep because you've been on my spirit. And I want you to know, whatever it is you're going through, son, it's gonna be all right. I said, mama, how do you know it's gonna be all right? She said, well, I had a talk with Jesus 17 years ago, and he told me you're gonna be all right. Well, here I am, y'all. Daddy's gone now. I had to knock on death's door myself, but I'm still here. That lets me know the path of a righteous truly availeth much. And those of you listening to my voice, if your mama's in the land of the living and you know you got a good mama, take 1 second out of your day.
church for a minute. Right there, over there, by my side. would say this right here. He would say, you know when
Jesus comes,
he's gonna take me away.
Down to the river.
need your increase. Fix my heart so I may decrease. I give my life as a living sacrifice. I want to be pleasing, pleasing in your sight. Holy Spirit, dwell in this temple. Fill me up until I want no more. Give me more power. I need your strength to help me fight. I want to be pleasing, pleasing in your sight.
Make me pleasing. I want to be pleasing, Lord. Oh, make me pleasing, pleasing in your sight.
Please.
I got so much,
so much,
so much,
so much I can talk about.
I don't have to talk about you. I got so much, so much, so much, so much I can talk about. I don't have to talk about you. I can talk all day long. I don't have to talk about what you do in your home. I can talk about,
oh, how good God is to me.
I got so much,
so much,
so much,
so much I can talk about.
I don't have to talk about you. I got so much,
so much,
so much,
so much I can talk about.
I don't have to talk about you. I can talk the whole day through. I don't have to talk about the things you do. I can talk about,
oh, how good God has been to me.
I can talk about how he healed the sick. I can talk about how he raised the dead. With two fish and five loaves of bread, 5,000 souls he fed. I can talk the whole day through. I don't have to talk about the things you do. I can talk about,
oh, how good God is to me.
I can talk about,
oh, how good God
has been to me.
You do in your home.
I can talk about.